Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I'm glad I'm not the movie awards on MTV. Now, in the past, I would glance at it. I would even watch it. And here's why. My good friend, Kevin, well, you know him on here as Carlos. He used to work for MTV. I'm sure he wouldn't mind my saying that. You know, make his ears turn red a little bit. And, you know, I'm a good friend. I watch the program. It's like, okay, you know. I always support my friends, especially when they're working on the Video Music Awards. Now, the Movie Awards, it's okay. It's not the Oscars. It's not the Golden Globes. I'm sure they've had a couple of shots. At the Golden Globes, at least you know there's a table and they're drinking. The MTV Movie Awards, or as I like to call it, not the Video Music Awards, really is a basic bunch of people that I don't even know. I've never heard of their movies. Vanessa Hudgens, I'm like, what did she do again? So it's kind of like that. Now, of course, yes, Chris Evans is there. Captain America, hello. Of course, Marvel chose wisely. But it's not the VMAs. And you know, the VMAs aren't even really the VMAs anymore. It used to be, you would watch it. You would talk about it. Usually someone did something shocking. Madonna giving the kiss of death to Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, saying, "You'll never reach my pinnacle, but I'll make out with you." Notice she never kissed Lady Gaga. Anyway, but enough about that. There are too many award shows. I think if we narrowed it down, for me personally, I enjoy the Oscars post-slap or pre-slap or whatever. And I enjoy the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to me, it's better than the Grammys because these are people who have worked for it for years. You know, they're not trying to promote anything. Their time is due. And sometimes it's too little, too late. Like Deep Purple, some of the members were dead, some didn't show up, some were told not to show up. Now, too many award shows. SAG Awards, okay, all right, I can get with that because I do want a SAG card, Screen Actors Guild card. So then, okay, let's see, what do we have to, let's get rid of the Critics' Choice Awards. Golden Globes, well, Golden Globes, I think are barred from television until 2023. So let's get rid of them. The Grammys. You know, the Grammys really like to fuck with people. Just ask Kendrick Lamar. And it's not hurting him. It's just an award. I mean, and he's aware of that. Remember that year he was nominated for the first album, first major label, Good Kid, Bad City? Didn't even win. And Macklemore had the audacity to say, "Yo, you should have gotten it." And even Kendrick Lamar was like, "Why? Why would you text me that?" So, because in the long run, he doesn't need the award. He's been nominated for Album of the Year. Let's see. Is it four times? Yeah. Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, and the Black Panther soundtrack. If he is nominated for the new album, Mr. Moray, that'll be his fifth nomination. Won't win, because we all know the Grammys don't give it to you. So let's scratch the Grammys off the list. Taylor Swift, you can take your NyQuil now. She loves the Grammys. And yes, you know, some of her albums I like, and some of them I'm like, you're whining because you didn't get that? Okay. Talk about getting our priorities straight. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. You know, also, there is, I mean, you look at the award shows, some people are just really shallow. They really are. I was doing a search last night and came upon someone whom I don't particularly like. They used to date a friend of mine. Needless to say, I'm not friends with that friend anymore, because I would flirt and so-and-so would take it the wrong way and would message me. Talk about an ego trip. Everyone else is saying it, but me, oh, I said it. Oh, God forbid. God forbid. Yeah. Well, I'm putting this out there. They broke up, so good for karma right there. Isn't karma a bitch? And when it takes effect, don't fuck with me. So just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, he was dating this guy who thinks he's famous. He has kind of like this weird, I think it's fake, take on things. Like, he's got all this darkness. You know, he loves things out of the ordinary. And I personally think he's a poser. But, you know, don't say that, because he'll just send a whole throng of people to call you and send you nasty text messages. So I guess we can't have an opinion on things. Too bad, poser. I hate posers. Now the award shows are filled with posers. Filled with them. And that's where I'm getting to with that. Sometimes when you have a platform such as this, you don't do this to have your name in lights. You don't do this to have your name on a beer. First of all, I can't drink, so why would I want my name on a beer? Okay. Also, you do this because it's fun, because it's rewarding. I don't expect to get an award from this. I one time did send like for a podcasting award, but I was busy working. And they said, you didn't submit it on time. It's like, huh. Well, you know what? I said very politely, I don't do this show for awards, but thank you and no thank you. And that's where I come to with the awards. The MTV Movie Awards. My God. And Carlos knows, because, you know, being a good friend, I'll say this, I've always wanted Carlos on this show, or Kevin, whichever name he prefers at this moment. Let me just talk a little bit about my friend. He is what you would call not typically hot. He is very hot. He is what I would call physically hot and intellectually hot. So his ears are going to turn red now. I want to check in the mail. Thank you. I'm just kidding. But it's true. It's true. Because people meet him and, oh, he's so hot. And it's like, whoa, wait. This guy is really smart. We have had 4-hour conversations on the phone, and it's like, doesn't run out of things to talk about. Is always on the money. Always on the money. And that's what I like. And it makes me think of that line that Cher said to that one guy in Tea with Mussolini. God, that movie. Directed by Franco Zeffirelli. I'm the only one who's going to tell you that shit when I quote shit. And I cite it and I source it. She looks at the guy and she's like, beauty and the brains. And so that's what I would say about my friend. To make his ears turn red. He's, you know, beauty and the brains. Basically. And, yeah. I want you on the show. I want you to come on and talk about MTV. Talk about which award show is your favorite. But, you know, you can't ask people who's their favorite child. But you could ask them, well, who's your favorite award show? They're not going to tell you. They're not. And so, for me, though, I would say I like the Oscars. Just I don't want any more slaps. And I like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I like that because think of what those people have put into that career to reach that pinnacle. That means much more than a Grammy. A Grammy is given to you by your supposed peers. At that point in time, you've kissed a lot of butt. You know, the nomination committees. They no longer have those closed door committees. Allegedly, as Kathy Griffin would say. And then the Oscars. The Oscars are interesting because we all know the Oscars like to fuck with people. It's so evident. It's so obvious. that they like to fuck with people. Think about that. Think about all the many times that the Oscars have fucked with people. They stir your emotions. They pull the chair out from under you. You are not nominated. Or in Will Smith's case, you're not invited for 10 years. In that 10 years, what do you think's going to happen? And I don't want to make this about Will Smith. So we'll leave it at that. You see, award shows, really at the end of the day, are fluff. They're fluff. The merit itself, the Academy Awards are probably the oldest, I think, are they?
I don't know.
Been around since 1929. Almost 100 years. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been around since the 80s. Grammy Awards have been around since the 50s. So yeah. Whose time is it now? And then you have these wonderful, you know, people who run the award shows. That's why Frank Sinatra was called chairman of the board. Because he helped to found the Grammys. Isn't that funny? He helped to found them. And so we'll give it to him right there. And so rather than be in the house, watching television, I'm outside. I'm outside on a brisk walk. It's hot. I got my fan. It's not on right now because I'm recording. And I am, you know, talking into the phone and doing a podcast for you. Last night's podcast was kind of thrown together about heavy metal. I want to do a more extensive one, you know. But, yeah. And that's another thing I want to talk about. Let's go back to heavy metal because they don't get a lot of awards. Think about that. Think about a good example. Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple. They haven't won Grammys. Well, Black Sabbath did later and Led Zeppelin did later. But in the prime, nope, they weren't nominated. Gojira's Fortitude wasn't even nominated for Album of the Year. I personally thought it was Album of the Year. You know. That's where the award shows, they come out of this whole fuckery. They are fuckery. And at the end of the day, yeah, okay. It won an award. It looks nice and more money is earned and taken in. Great. But and they say, "Oh, it's better to be nominated." Okay. All right. But unfortunately, we live in a society where people want winners. They don't want losers. It's like poor Peter O'Toole lost that Oscar 8 times. Has an honorary Oscar, but lost it 8 times. But I don't consider him a loser because he's Peter O'Toole. He is a screen legend, a screen icon, and you know, it's a statue made of snow and it melts. So not like a tuna melt, but it melts. I like doing these podcasts when I'm out and about and I'm walking and I'm enjoying nature, you know, because that's what life is about. Enjoying nature, not being married to Netflix. I heard that a lot during the pandemic. I was like, okay. That's not something to aspire to be. That's not even funny to say that you're married to Netflix. Okay. Go outside. Go for it. Walk those carbs off. Walk those. I know because a lot of you. Oh, I let myself go during the pandemic. Well, should have gone for a walk. You don't need to binge it all the time. Go outside. I remember years ago binging Orange is the New Black and then regretting it because then what happens is you run out of shit. You run out of shit to watch and then the day just goes away. Soon it's dark. I'll never forget when I first got into Orange is the New Black. It had been around for about a year And I was trying to do double duty, watch the first season and second season. And I came home from work, and I'll tell you, I watched four episodes. Okay, each episode is an hour long. You've got all these backstories and everything. And you lose track of time. After the fourth episode, it was 4 a.m. I was like, shit. And so you really do lose track of time. And that's a bad thing. And that's where, you know, time is fleeting. You're going to lose track of time. Orange is the New Black. I'll tell you, the first two seasons were great. And then after a while, it just started to turn to shit. You know, and unfortunately that happens to a lot of shows. You have them jumping the proverbial shark. Even Dexter at some point jumped the... I think it was after the fourth season, like the fifth season, it jumped the shark. You know, you have so many cliffhangers. You have so many moments where shit can happen. And in that case, shit happened. And shit happened a lot. And so, when it comes to award shows, yes, they have the Emmys, the Tonys. You know what? I'll say this. And it's Pride, so happy Pride. I don't really go to Pride. First of all, I have no one to go with. And I just, you know, I feel it's like going to a meeting or something. You can celebrate it by yourself. You can celebrate it doing something as part of the community. Okay? And there's still a lot of homophobia in there, and I've noticed it, I've witnessed it, especially on podcasts, on YouTube. I'm not naming names. I'm not Ilya Kazan. And that's the other thing. If you don't know who Ilya Kazan is, okay, if you like water, On the Waterfront, or East of Eden, what's another one? Those were all directed by Ilya Kazan. Gentleman's Agreement. Those movies, those are his babies. Those are his babies, as George Carlin would say about his words. Words of my babies. So yeah, the whole award circuit, and Ilya Kazan, he was not adverse to awards. He won Oscars, and one year was 1999. I think he got an honorary Oscar. It wasn't the Thalberg Award. Norman Jewison got the Thalberg Award, I think. And remember, they used to give the Thalberg Award on TV. They don't anymore, which is kind of fucked up. That's for awards. They if you're hot, if you're not, they fucking screw you. And Ilya Kazan had famously named names during the McCarthy era. So, March of 1999, Oscar night, what happens? Ilya Kazan comes on stage, and half the people don't stand. They sat there with their arms folded. It was a sight to be seen. And I can name off, oh God, I'm naming names. I can name off the people who didn't stand. Nick Nolte didn't stand. Ed Harris and Amy Madigan didn't stand. I'm trying to think who else. Some people did stand. But it was kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm not sorry that I'm yawning. I hope it puts you to sleep. And I keep it in the show. And that's what award shows do, don't they? They make us yawn. It's like, oh, God. Now, obviously, what happened in March of this year, not only did it make us yawn, it made us go, what the fuck? Is this for real? Yeah. And now the Academy is kind of like, whoa, we want ratings. And what have they done? They've said to Chris Rock, hey, you want to come back and host? Be our guest. Meanwhile, Will Smith is, you know, blocked from going for 10 years. So, you know, that's what happens. You win an Oscar and then you get banned. And then you present an Oscar and someone smacks you and you're invited back as a host. As a host. Isn't that crazy? And it's Hollywood. It's part of the business. It's show business. It's not called Showtime. It's called show business because it is, at the end of the day, a business. That's an industry show. As is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is an industry show. Okay. So, now the MTV Movie Awards. It's okay, It's okay. Some of the categories, it's like, really? And now they've merged it with TV. I'm going to say something. And please don't get offended, Carlos. But that's really stupid. That's like mixing peanut butter with mustard. You're going to mix the television and movie categories into one category? Golden Globes don't even do that. The Emmys don't even do that. Oh, but God. MTV Movie, not the Video Music Awards, are doing that. That's kind of trashy. I'm sorry. It just is. Or I shouldn't say trashy. That's messy. You don't do that. You don't watch the Oscars and think, oh my God, Succession is nominated against Best Picture. That shit don't happen. Fucking Squid Game nominated against the chick from West Side Story. What? Ariana DeBose. It's like, what? For Best Breakout Performance. You don't do that. You don't. What the fuck? So yeah. I'm not watching. Even the Grammys, I saw bits and pieces of it back in April. My favorites were not nominated. Meshuggah was not nominated. Gojira was nominated, didn't win. Fucking Dream Theater won. What else? God, Kanye West. Here's the thing. I wasn't a big Kanye fan. I love the, what was it? What's the album that he did in 2013? It was a futuristic album. And, oh, Yeezus. I loved Yeezus. That's the only album of his I own. You can stream the rest of his albums. There was something futuristic and cohesive about the Yeezus album that his other albums didn't have. That's just my opinion, though. Don't hate me for having that opinion. I think in this day and age, if you have an opinion, people fucking jump on you. Just as I have said, and I'll say this before, when I saw the Deftones and Gojira, Gojira outperformed Deftones. I'm not going to dare say that. You say that, you get stampeded. You get trampled on. So I kept that opinion to myself until I got home and went online and said it. And then I said it on a podcast. I love Deftones. I always will. But let's be honest. It's Gojira's time too. And Gojira, in my opinion, need to have their own tour where they are the headliner. Because they moved into that forefront of territory. I hope this is putting you to sleep. Oh my goodness. I wanted to talk about recognition. I don't do this show for recognition. When people tell me they like the show, great. If they say they don't like it, I still do it. A couple years ago, my family, we had, we'll call her an acquaintance because she no longer a friend. Her and another person talked shit about my show. Didn't really hurt my feelings because it made me want to do it even more. They thought my show was trashy. They made fun of me. People told me. And you know what? I am, through the power of the internet, came across one of their little live things on Facebook, and they don't know how to do a live presentation. They weren't prepared. And see how it feels now to be, to have someone berate you? And so I won't go any further. Because making fun of someone for doing a podcast and you trying to go on Facebook and do a live, my cat could do a fucking better live than that, sweetie. So let's get real. Take your head out of your ass and put it on the stove, okay? All right. We like ourselves now, don't we? That's why I don't... Recognition, come on. I remember a couple years ago, I told someone that I worked with that I had a show. They're like, oh my God, do you have a whole bunch of listeners? I said, I have a few. Oh, then that's not good. And I said, well, for me, as long as I've reached one or three people, I'm good. And she's like, really? I said, yeah. Because there's an intimacy. This is why I don't do a video show. Nothing, you know, and there's even an intimacy to that. But only those who can do it right. Like my friends, the Almies, Creatures of the Night, they can do it and it's still intimate. I can't do it. Now, eventually, in the near future, I'm going to do a show with Jason Almy. And we're going to do it live, probably on Instagram, and then convert it into audio. We will post the video, though. And his videos, when I wait for those lives, I love them. You know, whether it's Shit Happens When You Party Naked, or it's Creatures of the Night, I wait for that. That is must-see TV for me. Because it's not even TV. It's online. I can take it and watch it on my phone, which I do. I don't have to sit in front of the TV and think, oh my God, the sun's going down. Where has the day gone? I've been inside all day binging television. Even the news. I love that I can take my phone on the go with me and watch the news. Watch MSNBC. I know some of you don't like it. Trust me, I've had friends say to me, you know, you're fucked up. You should watch more Fox News. Oh, okay, that's cute. That's nice. Nope. and you know, and I have a lot of conservative friends and I have a lot of liberal friends. And so let's just all get in a swimming pool naked and get along, okay? Just kidding. But it's a metaphor for life. You know, let's just get along. I'm so tired of politics. That's why I don't talk about them on this show. That's why I have not answered any of the text messages that were sent to me by campaigns, candidates in California. Leave me the fuck alone or I will get mean. I was tempted with one to text back and say, look, teachers don't make a lot of money. What are you going to do for us, huh? What about the gun violence, huh? What are you going to do? Why are you texting me asking me for money, asking me for my time? I don't think so. You don't take time out for me unless you want my vote. So, yeah, that's why I don't talk about politics on here. That's why, for me, it's better to talk about film and music and art, television, literature, things that I love, because that universally ties us all together, are the arts and sciences. And even the sciences are controversial. When I was growing up, my father, I remember, told me about, my father's a scientist. You've heard me talk about it many times on this podcast. And my father taught me about evolution when I was really little. And then told me don't repeat it in school because the teacher's going to say something. And lo and behold, they would. Because to them, you can't talk about science. Because some of the people in the room, they may not believe in it. You know, that the earth is not round to them, it's flat. Okay, Sherry Shepherd, have your cup of tea, sweetie. Oh my God. Galileo, baby, Galileo. As a former early education teacher, I ran into that once. I always speak the truth. I don't lie. And I speak the intellectual truth. And I was sitting at a table with students and we were doing a project. And I think we were talking about the dinosaurs. And this really sweet student, she says to me, teacher, what happened to the dinosaurs? And I looked at her and I said, they're birds now. And the younger teacher, she's not really young, but anyway, she thinks she is. She turns to me and says, you can't say that based on her church, what she believes in. I wasn't offended. I was just kind of like, what? What? What the fuck? And then, yeah, it was Head Start. Because I guess Head Start, or somewhere in there, it's about the church. I don't know. I don't go to church. And I remember I told my father laughed and said, hey, I don't care if that teacher you work with doesn't believe in evolution. That little girl knows now what happened to the dinosaurs. So that's what connects us, are the arts and sciences. Whether you believe in the sciences or not, we are all connected. You can put on an album, it doesn't yell at you, it makes you feel great. You can put on a movie, it makes you feel great. Although the other day, maybe it was the heat, I was out walking and it was my first time listening to Miles Davis's Bitches Brew. Woo! And I almost got sick. Maybe it was the heat, or maybe it was just that. That's an intense album. It's a good album. It's intense. I'm not even done with it. Each song is like 20 minutes. Bitches Brew. And I was listening to it because that title right there, that sticks out at you. Bitches Brew. It's like, okay. And then I had read that Bitches Brew by Miles Davis inspired Wayne Shorter's on that album, by the way. Jazz artist. It inspired Radiohead's OK Computer. And if you think about it now, okay. You think of the pianos, you think of the keyboards, the sound structure, the freeform, because at that point, Radiohead weren't just a rock band. They were doing jazz arrangements. And how when they did their 2000 album, that was a jazz experiment on their part. And so that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Enjoy and pleasant dreams.